Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask members if Al-Anon helped them deal with spring break or summer vacations. Janet, did Al-Anon help you deal with spring break or summer vacations?
Well, I don't live with any active drinkers, and my children were not drinking when I was raising them and we had spring break or summer vacation. But when I was growing up, my sisters were the drinkers in my family, and I had one sister who was very affected by the spring season, spring weather, and for some reason it triggered her drinking. And so we always knew when spring break rolled around and the weather got nicer that we were going to have to deal with a relapse of hers. And I didn't have Al-Anon in my life back then. And now that I've been coming to Al-Anon for several years, I think back on that and I realize how much differently I would have handled those relapses and that seasonal trigger that she went through. And now I realize I would have had tools, I would have had options, there are things that I could have done to try not to take on the responsibility of the decisions that she made when it was springtime, when she was out of control, and none of us knew what to do with her or how to handle her. And if I had known the things that I know now, since I've been coming to Al-Anon, I think that I would have been able to detach from her behavior and let her make the decisions that were best for her and not feel like I had to fix her or control her or stick by her all the time to keep her from doing things that would affect our family in a negative way or things that she would regret later when this seasonal issue had passed with her. Because I was one of the people in our family that felt like I had a responsibility to her to help her with this incident that happened every year. And back then when it happened, I didn't understand what it was. It didn't make sense to me what was happening with her. All I knew is that I felt like I should help her with that and that I should try to figure out ways to help her cope. It put a sense of responsibility onto me to try to help her stay as normal or as sane as possible so that the rest of our family wouldn't suffer from the behaviors and the choices that she made when this happened to her. And I also think back of how it would have been had I been a member of Alateen during those years. I would have had people to talk to about what was going on in my family. I probably would have had an Alateen sponsor to call and to talk through all of the issues that came up with this spring behavior. And I'm sure I would have been able to share my story and my feelings with the fellow Alateen people that I would be in meetings with. And since I've come to Al-Anon and been acquainted with the Alateen group, I realize how important they are and how much they help people cope with these things that happen in their families that they have no control over. So I didn't experience it then, but looking back on it now, I could definitely have used some help from Al-Anon family groups during those periods in our family. Thanks for letting me share.
Well, thanks, Janet, for sharing your thoughts and experiences with us.
You're very welcome.
Sharon, how did Al-Anon help you deal with summer vacations?
Summer vacations were always a time of chaos in our life. While my alcoholic was still active, the worst trip I can remember was 10 days in a tent with him and my two toddlers. It was interesting to say the least. There was a lot of confusion, and of course it was a rainy week, so a lot of forced confinement. But Al-Anon gave me tools. I was able to distract the children who seemed to really trigger him and try and detach from the situation, although it's harder in a 10x10 tent. We did manage to make it through the trip without killing each other, but Al-Anon, like I said, gave me tools to cope, to detach. I was able to read literature and to just focus on myself and try to enjoy the trip in spite of the alcoholic's behavior. The following year, we went back to the same place, but we went back with sobriety, which I am fortunate enough to live with now, and the trip was totally different. Being able to share with my spouse, both with him and his program and me and mine, made such a difference with let's just say the neighbors weren't as entertained as they were the previous year. It was a difficult trip that year, and I promised myself I wouldn't go back again. But Al-Anon taught me I can have a plan B, and in this case, E and D. When we went back the following year with sobriety, I was so afraid of him having a slip that I actually had plan B, C, and D, where I had money for train tickets to come home. I had phone numbers of Al-Anon members in the area, which I should have done the first year. And I also had phone numbers of someone at home that would be willing to come and get me from where I was. Al-Anon gives us tools, but tools only work if we use them. Using slogans like how important is it, do I fight with him over something or do I just let it go? And learning that I have choices, I don't have to stick things through anymore. Al-Anon has been amazing in my life. I use the tools every day, and I am so grateful to be part of this program.
Well, thank you very much, Sharon, for sharing your experience with us. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about how Al-Anon can help us deal with spring break and summer vacations. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Just click on the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery icon. Under the topic, click on Comment, scroll to the bottom, and leave your comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Find an Al-Anon Meeting, or you may call toll-free 1-888-4-Al-Anon to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.